This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, April 14th. Good morning, I'm Jeff Daly. Here's today's headlines. Solwell resigns. Nitrogen caps raise alarms. And CPUC in crosshairs over biomass shutdown. Representative Eric Swalwell has ended his campaign for California governor, plans to resign from Congress amid a mounting scandal involving allegations of sexual misconduct and an emerging ethics probe. Scrutiny from the House Ethics Committee has intensified in recent days. Fellow Democrats calling for his resignation as details of those allegations become public. Swalwell said he would step aside to avoid distracting from his party's agenda and allow the investigation to proceed. His exit abruptly reshapes the 2026 race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, removing a high-profile Democratic contender. It also triggers a special election in California's 14th congressional district, a safely Democratic seat in the East Bay. Agriculture advocates are raising concerns about feasibility and regulatory design as the State Water Board reviews recommendations for tightening nitrogen controls. Speaking at a workshop on Friday, they argued the proposals from an outside panel must remain flexible and grounded in real-world farming conditions. Both Abby Taylor Silva, who manages regulatory affairs at Conn, Soars and Conway, and Carrie Fisher, senior counsel at California Farm Bureau, pointed to existing efforts to tackle the issue. They noted that growers are improving nitrogen efficiency through irrigation management, soil health practices, and nutrient tracking, and warned that rigid numeric limits could outpace available tools and data. Tess Dunham, a partner at KSC, has worked extensively on irrigated lands regulation. She stressed the importance of aligning any targets with enforceable science-based metrics that can be consistently applied across regions. Others highlighted regional differences in hydrology and cropping systems, urging regulators to avoid a one-size-fits-all approach. Water Board staff reiterated that the panel's report is advisory with regulatory decisions yet to come. The Rural County Representatives of California and the Bioenergy Association of California are escalating pressure on the California Public Utilities Commission over the termination of the state's Bioenergy Market Adjusting Tariff, or BioMAT, program. The groups are warning the move violates state law and threatens rural economies. The program supported forestry, agriculture, biomass, and methane reduction projects. The groups say the CPUC allowed the BioMAT programs to expire last year without meeting a statutory requirement to procure at least 250 megawatts small-scale bioenergy. They argue utilities have securely only a fraction of that target, despite the program's role in supporting forest thinning, agriculture waste diversion, and renewable power generation. The BioMAT program created under SB 1122 provided fixed price contracts for small bioenergy facilities and is intended to reduce wildfire risk and manage organic waste while supplying grid power. RCRC and the Bioenergy Association contend that the CPUC compounded the issue by failing to issue a final decision on a petition to extend the program. Commissioners postponed a vote multiple times before moving the item for their agenda, leaving stakeholders unable to seek judicial review. The groups have now filed legal action seeking a court order requiring the CPUC to act within 30 days. They argue the commission, quote, does not have the authority to ignore statutory mandates and warned the lapse could still stall wildfire mitigation projects and undercut rural bioenergy markets. Former USDA chief economist Joe Glauber says growers may be able to pull back on fertilizer use without significantly harming crop yields. Amid high fertilizer prices, some growers are expecting to cut back on fertilizer to reduce costs. During a panel discussion at the North American Agriculture Journalists annual meeting yesterday in Washington, Glauber noted that farmers may have some room for further reductions without taking a hit on production. Glauber said, quote, "People will be far more careful with higher prices," but added that he doesn't see a big swing in production. He said it's not uncommon practice for some farms actually to over-apply, he said. Some growers use the extra fertilizer as an insurance policy that to protect against heavy rains, he added. The markets are also reflecting strong yields, he noted, pointing out that futures markets haven't seen such big price movements. But he did offer the caveat that it is early in the crop year and a lot can still change. I'm not saying, yeah, don't worry about it. They're still going to be affected by this cost squeeze, but I do think that in terms of overall production impacts, I don't foresee a big increase. Company executives are not planning to pass along tariff refunds to consumers in the form of lower prices, according to new polling. A survey of 25 chief financial officers by CNBC found that none of the companies are planning to pass the savings along to consumers. Seven said they weren't sure. Judge Richard Eaton, the Court of International Trade judge who is presiding over the tariff refund cases, has picked a new lead case after the plaintiff in the previous case filed for dismissal. Earlier this month, he lifted the stay on a case filed by Euro Notions Florida Inc. and issued a new order for refunds matching the one from the previous case. Eaton maintained an April 14 deadline from the administration to provide another update on how refund efforts are progressing in an effort to keep the process on track. But the government now has longer to appeal the refund order because the new order was issued April 7th. Here's today's final word. Here's hoping that the weirdest election for governor in recent history will finally focus on more substance and less on image and sound bites. That Cal Matters columnist Dan Walters reacting to Representative Eric Swalwell dropping out of the governor's race. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, April 14th. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Chap Alley.